stark way and prick your ears. He's been practicing. And prick your ears. He's coming down the hill in traditional Scottish tunes. And remember that the Scottish lore belongs in Florida. It's all over the place. Here it comes. Percy Hamilton.
1, 2. 1, 2. One, two. One, two. One, two. Oh, here. One, two. One, two.
Oh, I'm gonna rock that.
One, two.
Now, I have my watch and chain on, and I've got my hook back here, and if anybody stays on too long, why, well, he's going to get reprimanded. Can't have a folk festival without cloggers, as I've said over and over, and our cloggers are here and just raring to go. We let them go to bed about midnight, just as you. How many of you stayed up all night? Why, girls, aren't you ashamed of yourselves? I think they're funning with me, don't you? Our cloggers this morning are the Cross Creek Cloggers from Gainesville. And the band is the Buck Snort Barn Dance. I want to see how many programs there are in the audience. Let's see. Everybody needs a program because it would take a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out what to see today. There are workshops going on in the tower, back here under the funeral tent, down on the old marble stage, on the museum porch, in Nellie's Bly's kitchen, and down at the folk, at the boat landing. All right, let's put up Sugar Tit in the baby's mouth. Aha! Uh-huh. Do you know how to make a sugar tit? Cold grits, butter, and sugar. I know, put tied up in a little rag. And oh my, it does taste good. All right. Come on, band. Are you ready? Cross Creek Cloggers with the Bucks North Barn Dance Orchestra, all from Gainesville.
We'll see.
According to what time it is. Now, in between the afternoon, talk to Barbara, and then I'll announce it a little later. Come back around. But in between the afternoon.
Hey, you can dance with us, all right?
I hear clicks back there. It sounds like they're ready. Okay, the tune is Fire in the Mountain.
Oh, that was great. Thank you, John Luna, Dwight Rogers, Ernie Bliss, Susan Bliss, Jerry Hyde, John Luna, Laurie Moore, Barbara Poro, Susan Rutherford, Chuck Rushing, Marsha Rushing, Andrea Reeter, and after a while I'll tell you who the audience are. I mean the band is. No, I'm not going to tell you who the audience is, except to tell you that it's a sampling from all over Florida and Georgia. They're catching their breath back there, and now here they come again.
While they're catching their breath, we're going to play a little tune called Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss.
Be out dancing. I'm a little stiff this morning. I just wanted to say we're really happy to be here. This Florida Folk Festival. This is our second one, and I hope we're here some more. And I want to thank you all for coming because it really, you're all a real good audience. It really makes dancing fun. We're gonna get a square dance together. If you look at your program, there's several clogging workshops offered. There's one today at noon that Wendy McWhorter is putting on. And there's another one that the Marion County Cloggers are putting on. Now, we're the Cross Creek Cloggers, and we're not scheduled for any workshops, per se, clogging workshops. But what we really like to do is old-time Appalachian round dance. And this is the kind of dance you don't have to know any of these clogging steps or anything. You just kind of pick those up as you need. But you don't have to really do anything with your feet. It's just an old-time Appalachian-type hoedown dance. And this band here is called the Buck Snort Barn Dance Band. And that barn dance comes from playing barn dance music. So we haven't worked it out the schedule exactly. Cousin Thelma's going to figure it out this afternoon, and she'll announce it later today, but it'll probably be sometime this evening or so. So keep your ears open for when that's going to be. But you all should come. We're going to I don't know, it might be down here, and it's going to be just an old-time round there. We're going to do a little dance now.
Play, John. Come on.
Okay, we're going to do a little dance now. We call, I can never remember the names. They said, well, we're just going to do it.
Fort Deer, John.
Fort Deer is the tune. We know the name of the tune. He doesn't know the dance.
Why swear? Thank you.
Good morning. It's nice to see you come in. How many of you here for the first time? Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you have a lot of fun in store. Don't forget to visit with the craftsman, and I hope you whet up a good appetite to go down and eat victuals with the food sellers down by the south gate. That's pretty hard to pick up and move, you know, and the law makes us be sanitary. We can't have any flies. We can't have any fly brushes down there. So I'm sure the bus is running for the weak-kneed and the soft-footed from here down to the food cellars and back. And now let's welcome to the platform two of our favorite singers, Bob Girard of Lake City and Kathy Kloiber of West Palm Beach.
Everyone. Bob and I just graduated from college recently, and we spent a lot of time in our spare times rummaging through the libraries and finding out the history of some of the songs we do. And if we didn't know the history of them, we'd make one up. So we have a couple of songs, a little bit of history behind them, that we'd like to give to you today. The first one comes from far over in Europe. It's a song called Dona Dona.
And the history behind the song is that during the it comes from Germany. That's at least that's where we've traced it to. And during the early 1800s, Germany is not as it is now. It was split up into dozens of little city states, and they were generally run by feudal princes. And the people were held as peasants or slaves, and so they weren't allowed to think for themselves and weren't even allowed to sing about freedom. And so what they had to do was they had to make up songs and put animals in the place of humans in order to keep from getting in trouble because they were singing about freedom. And so this is one of the songs that they devised in order to do this. It's called Dona Dona. One, two, three, four.
Swallow, winging swiftly through the sky. How the Now, I know it's not Sunday, and I know we're not here for a little Bible school, but you'd be surprised how many Bible stories turn up in folklore all over the world. For instance, the Garden of Eden story, where the fruit of good and evil was and knowledge, turns up in all kinds of countries. In Hungary, for instance, in the gypsy legends, the gypsies have a flower, just like the apple. It gives you all sorts of wisdom, and if you would find this flower, seek it out in the mountains, and pick it and crush it, and take it in a drink or in a food, it would give you all kinds of knowledge, but it would not ever make you happy. And legend has it that the young gypsy men and women, especially the intrepid young gentlemen, would go out after this flower and seek it. And if they would find it, they would have their knowledge, but again, they would not find happiness. And this is a wind flower. No explanation we could make up or find for this song, so we're going to sing it, and if you know it, you may join along with it.
This is beyond excuse.
This is beyond excuse. One, two, four. Now down the road from me is an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Coming round the bend, you can come back again for a jug full of Mountain Dew. Now it's a pretty morning. Outside, and I think it's your turn to sing along with us. Don't you want to wake up? Don't you want to feel invigorated? Don't you want to get that blood flowing?
No.
Why? You don't count. The words are, they call it that good old mountain dew, 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 and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew. Now that's a repeating chorus. It's not hard. So we're going to repeat it a few times. And if you notice, we repeat the first line and the last line. And that's only because when you have that Mountain Dew, there's no telling what you might be forgetting. Let's try it. They call it that good old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And them that refuse it are few. Yeah. I'll shove my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. One more time, and then we'll get to the real fun stuff, all right? They call it that good old Mountain Dew.
Now, Mr. Roosevelt told us just how he felt when he heard that dry law gone through. If your liquor's red, it'll swell up your head. Better stick to
that good old Mountain Dew.
Our turn.
They call it that good old Mountain Dew. My Uncle Mort, well, he's sawed off and short, and he measures just 4'2". But it feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, my Uncle Bill, he's got a still on the hill, and he runs off a gallon or two. The birds in the high get so drunk they can't fly from that good old.
Now something happens to you when you drink that good old Mountain Dew. It gets down into your veins and starts to make your blood a little redder. You feel your everything start to flow through you. And funny things start to happen to you. You start to go out of control.
They call it that good old Mountain Dew, 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 and then that refuse it a few. I'll hush up my mug, it's a fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that good old Mountain Dew, 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 and refuse it a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody. We enjoyed it.
Well, we could go on and on, but it's clocking on all the time. We've been very fortunate to have in Lake City the Epiphany School with sisters as teachers straight from Ireland. And one of those sisters, let's give her a hand. Now, while the stage is cleared for action, let's welcome one of our favorite folk performers, our very own Florida Cracker. J.P. Curly Deacle now lives in McClenny. His wife says they moved to McClenny because she likes the soil there, although she says she isn't having much luck getting Curly to garden. But my goodness, he's too busy with his whips. Let's welcome Curly Deacle.
Kind of I'll show you a little close work. With wit. Kind of hard to pop one sometimes. Pop and do it at the same time without getting tanked.
In Gainesville was when Buffalo Bill came to town, and I well remember that we went out, it was out of the city limits of Gainesville in a carriage, you know, a carriage behind a hack, and the place of the activity was where the University of Florida now stands. This is true, honest to goodness, cross my heart and hope to die. somebody, poor thing, has lost his or her glasses, as the case may be. I'll lay them right up here. I hope someone will claim them. We can't have a folk festival without lots of people. And one of them is, in particular, is W.B. McKinney of Stark. He doesn't play fiddle. He plays beautiful violin. He's been to many folk festivals, and he's here today to soothe us. His accompanist will be Gregory Alvarez.
Thank you so much, Cousin Sam. It's a joy to be with you, folks.
Can't hear you.
Play for you. And,
start again, I think.
Good to hear. Folks, it's a joy to be here with you today and bring the instrument along to play. And we brought along three pretty numbers here, and we trust that you enjoy them just as much as we play them for you. We're going to play for you first today a number by Stephen Foster, The Old Folks at Home. Next number we'll be playing for you folks was originally written back during the Civil War days, and the title of it then was Aura Lee. And then Elvis Presley, he come along and sang it up as Love Me Tender. So hope you enjoy this one.